Hello, and thank you for joining us for a few inspirational moments and loving conversation with C. Melita Webb. Today, I wanted to share this amazing thought with you. You know how you wake up from a dream and you think about it a little bit more and you try to figure out what it means? Well, to me, today, when I woke up from the middle of this dream where I had been driving and checking on family, and then I went to get to my car and my car was gone. And it was this beautiful car. It had like midnight blue, and it was a sports car because, of course, I would be in a nice, fun little sports car, right? Well, anyway, as I was thinking of this and worrying about the fact that I couldn't see the car, I realized the car is stolen. And at that moment, I think about it and I go, I wonder where it's at. But I want to just make sure. So I go and I look down another street. And while I'm thinking of that, I wake up from the dream and then I'm left wondering what it meant. Why did I have this dream? Because materialism is not a big thing for me. And of course, I don't drive right now. And it dawned on me that there was a bigger vision for my dream that I was missing. And so as I got quiet and I thought about it, what I heard in my heart and my spirit was, there is a blessing in every moment. Sometimes the blessing is for you, and sometimes you are the blessing. Isn't that amazing? And so I was just awestruck, and I thought about it, and I said, thank you, God. I get it. We're not looking at the bigger picture, right? A lot of times we're in the moment, we're dealing with the issues that life brings our way, and we forget that we're only seeing one view of what's going on around us. And there's many views of what's going on. It depends on how we choose to focus in that minute. And so, you know, we're thinking of what we see as the blessing. But in many cases, we are the blessing. So if you think about that, you know, you can be out with your children at a playground or at school, or maybe you go grocery shopping and you have the opportunity to help someone out. Maybe their child falls or they need a Band-Aid, but they don't have one, and you offer a Band-Aid. It's really simple. Or maybe you're standing in line at the grocery and someone's a dollar short and you reach into your pocket and you put it on the counter and you don't even think about it, right? Those little, what I call kisses from God, is the opportunity for you to be a blessing in that moment. And sometimes it's not even giving anything away. It's just a smile. Someone could be having a bad day. They could be going through something and you might know them, but they may not tell you because they don't feel comfortable. Or maybe they don't have the words to tell you what's going on in their heart. And you can just offer a smile, right? You can be walking down the street or sitting at a traffic light or, you know, walking past somebody at the laundromat or the grocery store, even at the post office. Think about that, because sometimes people behind the counter have had a bad day. People are not friendly. They just want to rush in, and sometimes they're pretty demanding. But the beauty of being a child of God is that you have a good heart. And so you have the ability of being a blessing and being blessed by the blessing that you give. Now, some people are uncomfortable because they're not really sure where they fit in their religious belief or their spiritual belief. And I think that God meets us where we are. And so even if you don't think you have a close enough relationship to God, if you have a good heart, you're always in God's heart, right? And He loves you. And so whether you are a deep student of the Bible or you're just someone who is getting their feet wet and you're feeling around to see where you fit in, the point is that you're open to love and you're open to God's love. And so as you go through your day, if you come up against something that's a little difficult, smile and think about that. There's a blessing in that moment. Even if you don't see it right then, it's still a blessing. Because every moment that you're breathing, you have life, you are a blessing. You're a blessing to others, and you are blessed by God. So today, as you walk through your day, I want you just to think about that. Keep that in the front of your mind. The fact that you are the blessing that maybe you need for yourself or someone else that you love, or maybe even a stranger. Because we are God's children. We're walking images of God. Our love is the love of God that we share each day. And so you know, and I know, the beauty inside your heart. You are the blessing that someone is waiting for today. So I'm going to wish you well. I'm going to wish you a beautiful morning, a wonderful afternoon, and a blessed evening of peace. Walk through your day with a smile and realize you are the blessing in someone else's dream. I love you. Have a great day. Be well.